This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBAR Radio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Welcome along. Yes, here it is. Andy Parsons on FUBAR. Joining you on a Thursday evening, and with me always, Amanda the producer. How are you, Amanda?
I'm not too bad, thanks, Andy. Have you had a good week?
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. We talked a little bit about potty training last week.
We've had
an excellent week. Underpants are untarnished.
Yours?
My wife's doing a great job, so we're all happy in my household. We've also got a new jingle, very excitingly.
You haven't heard it yet, have you?
I haven't, no. I say excitingly, we're about to find out how exciting. Here we go.
Andy Parsons. He'll be mocking more than the week.
There we go. Yeah, no, I think that's not much better, I'll be absolutely honest, than this one.
Andy Parsons. Ripping a new hole into the news agenda.
What is it that you don't like about them, Andy? How can we fix this?
Well, I just... Mocking more than the week. Well... You know, I don't like Mock the Week as a title, partly because people never say Mock the Week. They go, ha, Mr. Parsons from Mock of the Week, as if that's even technically possible to have a Mock of the Week. Ripping a hole into the news, well, we're not really ripping a hole. You know, it's a gentle sideswipe at best, probably, isn't it? We haven't really ripped it a hole,
probably,
have we?
Probably, but you know. I think, to be fair, they might have been written before we came on air.
Oh, okay, well, fair enough.
Maybe it was a bit of a guess, but we'll just write some new ones.
We're not even mocking the whole week, are we?
We're not really mocking...
If we mock Friday, we'll probably do well, won't we? So those are my real objections there. I don't think they need to try and be funny. I think that's probably it. I think they can just do some work.
As in the long one that you enjoy playing, because it means that you don't have to do the work.
Well, that's it. That's perfectly right. And also, it's quite funny just how serious is it and how posh he is. We'll play it one more time just for everybody's benefit at home.
The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at fubarradio.com. Or tweet at FUBAR Radio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
I mean, he's fantastic. He looks like, you know...
I drifted off there. That was
Did you? No,
so
I like it. I like it.
I know you like it.
I like posh people working for me. I think it makes me feel good. That's what it is. We want more posh boys having to do stings.
So, should we bring the posh boy back in again and get him to do...
Yeah, and if we could sit him in the corner and, you know, humiliate
him.
Yeah, you know, on his gap year after Eton or something like that. Pay him less than minimum wage and feed him a banana every week. Yeah, that'd be perfect, yeah. Little cage, I think that'd be fantastic. So, if we could have more humiliation on the stings for next week, that would be absolutely perfect.
Oh, well, I'm at the touch of a button, why not?
Yes,
humiliation
lovely.
At the touch of a button.
Good fun with this one last week. We did manage to play. For those of you who didn't know, that was the Japanese politician crying. So we were looking for more exciting audio this week, but there was nothing better than that. That was our favourite one. There was quite a lot of Brazilians crying this week for various reasons, but mostly because their team had been pummeled 7-1. So get in touch with us anyway. If you can, if you know of any top audios, your contributions will be judged. We'll be judging them all the way through, and whoever wins will get to hear their name announced next to the fanfare. That's if it's a particularly good contribution. It may only merit this one.
I think I prefer that one.
Do you? It's shorter.
It's a bit more punchy.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just go with that one then.
Hey, there is some exciting news, Andy.
Yeah, what is the exciting...
People have got a brand new way of getting in touch with you.
Woo! Come on, let's hear it.
All right, so there's an email address. So if anybody wants to get in touch during the week... for stuff, if they spot any good stories they might like you to discuss, then the email address is, imaginatively enough, andyp@fubarradio.com.
There we go, Andy P.
Yeah.
Was there another one at andy@fubarradio.com?
No, there isn't.
No.
There's no other Andy.
But they just wanted to make it Andy P, so people are absolutely certain.
Well, you never know.
Are we expecting
Andy? We might get another Andy.
Andy S might come. Yeah.
I don't like Andy S. He's not setting foot in this building.
So. No, he's not allowed here.
No.
He's not posh enough.
Well, so, yeah, if we can get another Andy in just so you can humiliate them, then
Should we just make a note of that then? Andy P at...
You want to write this down.
Yeah, I do.
So Andy P at foobarradio.com.
Foobarradio.com. Yeah. That's great. So, get in contact with us. Let us know from a variety of things. You can hear the posh boy tell you, or I can do it in my my own lilt.
Go on.
0333 223 0200 or text 08... that one. At tweet at Fubar Radio or at Mr. Andy Parsons or email now at andyp@fubarradio.com. What are we talking about this week, Amanda?
Well, a variety of things have been hitting the news this week. There's story that you actually flagged up to me, which I wasn't aware of, which is, I can only describe as Tory tennis.
Tory tennis, that's right. We want you to get in contact. There was an auction, a Conservative Party auction, and they raised £160,000 just for one lot. The lot was a tennis match with Boris Johnson and David Cameron. £160,000. And you're thinking, how much more could you possibly raise with various other... If they auctioned off... Boris Johnson told us, didn't he, last week, that when he got the water cannons, he would willingly test it himself. Mm. Imagine they'd auctioned off the person to press the button at Boris Johnson. I mean, that would have raised more than £160,000.
You would hope so, wouldn't you?
You know, if they'd thrown in tasers as well, I reckon the Conservative Party wouldn't have to fundraise for another 5 years, quite possibly.
Quite possibly. It just shows that people have got more money than sense.
Well, and who are they? They're apparently some Russians.
The wife of a very prominent Russian businessman, I believe.
Well, yeah, some sort of oligarch. So whether David Cameron and Boris Johnson want to taste the tea that's coming their way at the half-time section.
Possibly not.
We look forward. Don't have sushi afterwards. That would be my recommendation. But £160,000, I mean, that's just for one game of tennis.
And can I just make this...
I mean, they could basically be crap, couldn't they? Boris Johnson and David Cameron, they could sort of lose it, six love, and then you've wasted 160 grand.
Yeah. And that's all just going to go to the Conservative Party anyway.
Yes.
It doesn't go to charity, folks.
No.
It doesn't go to save any small children anyway, it doesn't go to any hospitals.
And the British number two tennis player is furious, isn't he? There's David Cameron earning 160 grand for tennis, and he's not earned 160 grand in his entire career. And we don't even know his name. That's the biggest tragedy, isn't
it? Who is the number two?
Well, I think it might be James Ward. But
Never heard of him.
If it's not, we'll check. We'll check. We've got sport coming up in our second hour. We'll be talking a little bit about the Brazil 7-1. I think it might even be our third hour. I think
it's the third. You noticed my little...
Did you? Did you see that? I wasn't sure whether you were doing bunny ears to me or what were you doing. But that was a three, was it? Okay. So, yeah, we'll be talking that. We're talking Tour de France. The Tour de France came to Yorkshire.
Is it... It's been to London, though, right?
Yes.
It's all kind of passed me by, though.
Yeah.
The bicycling.
Well, it almost passed. Waitrose in Cambridge, they had a sign, right? Because they were going to have to sort of... All the roads were going to be closed around it. How did they... Did you hear how they described the Tour de France? A local sporting event.
Amazing. There we go.
Obviously, they were worried about putting Tour de France on it in case the good Waitrose customers were going, well, it's Tour de France, I don't have to worry about that, do I? But it was coming to Cambridge. So, yes, it went, I believe, it was Leeds to Harrogate was the first one.
Yeah.
Took 5 hours, was 118 miles Leeds to Harrogate. Now, I've checked it out on AA Route Planner. It's 15 miles, should be able to do it in half an hour. So they must have gone the wrong way, but we'll be talking sport in the third hour. We'll also be talking the semi-finals of the World Cup. Obviously, it's Argentina now against Germany. Some cricket might be. We might talk cricket. Apparently,
I do hope so.
Yes, I've no idea what the result today was, but the pitch was lifeless. If you're at all interested, the pitch was very lifeless. The big talking point was Matthew Pryor, the England wicketkeeper's cap, which is very sweaty. He doesn't change it. So we want you to get in contact about. Do you have any superstitions? I mean, Matt Pryor. Why on earth he actually has this cap on for luck? Because England haven't won a Test match for about a year. So you think change the cap? They might have some better luck.
Yeah, it might be the cap that's the jinx.
Can't get close enough to him because of the smell coming from his head.
Mick Jagger wasn't there, is he? Because he's a jinx, isn't he? He's the World Cup jinx.
I did quite like his quote though. Mick Jagger's quote. He said, "Well, you can blame me for the first goal." right, that the German scored. But you can't blame me for the other six. I guess because he's only had the one kid who was now half Brazilian, is that
that's
right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But he's also, he's jinxed some, who are the other sides he's jinxed?
Didn't he go, he went to the England match.